I can't talk about the Bears without bursting into either tears or flames.
Shuffling the crew, shuffling on town, doing it for you. You know we're good.
That was stirring. Adam Hoge joins us right now. He's our Chicago Bears insider. Adam, is that a place you want to be, inside the Chicago Bears?
Probably not.
Nope.
Probably not.
Nope.
I'm fine with it, though. I don't think that we've talked since the Bears got rid of Jay Cutler.
We have not. Now, for some people, this was long overdue,
Bill.
The parting of the ways between the Bears and Jay Cutler. Where do you stand on
that? Did you throw a party?
Yeah, I had a huge party.
Why didn't you invite me?
Everyone was invited.
He didn't want to. He thought maybe you wouldn't want to go because you should stay impartial.
Okay. Yeah, it would have been kind of weird if I had been at a party celebrating Jay Cutler leaving town.
But Adam, what does it tell us that no other team in the NFL or anywhere in the world, no other professional football team has employed Jay Cutler since he left the Bears? Does that say anything?
Well, I think it does say something, and I am surprised by it. Especially when you know, some of the guys out there signing contracts, like the Jets decided to sign Josh McCown, former Bears quarterback, over Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler was supposed to go on a visit to New York, and it was got canceled because they decided to sign McCown instead. And, we've already been down that road here in Chicago about which one of those two is better. So, yeah, it's surprising, but I also suspect that Jay's being kind of, I don't want to say stubborn, but picky over what situation he wants to go to. And I understand that because he's gotten his head beat in so much in the NFL. Why would you go play for a bad team and have that continue to happen if you can just kind of walk away from the game, healthier than you would be if you kept playing and you have all the money in the world and three kids now? So I understand that side of it. He wants to find a situation where he can win, and so far those teams haven't come calling yet.
But if you're Jay Cutler, and this is as hypothetical could be, and you had a fairly decent career in the NFL in terms of playing time. He was in the league for a long time. But for the rest of his life, he'll walk around as the guy who didn't succeed, the guy who had high expectations thrown all over the place, and just it never, ever paid off. He was a 500 quarterback. Wouldn't that kind of disturb you or not? Or does that money just kind of wash that away?
Well, no, I think it absolutely, that competitiveness in him has to eat at him a little bit because, one playoff appearance in an entire lengthy career is kind of disappointing. There's no question about it. So that's why, I keep looking at the Houston Texans, which they have a team that's ready to win now. They're just missing a quarterback. They have a good running game. They have good wide receivers. They have a great defense led by J.J. Watt, who should be back healthy. Their quarterbacks right now are Tom Savage, who no one's ever heard of, and actually I'm forgetting the other guy right now, too. So that's the point. They need a quarterback really bad. Why would you not try to sign Jay Cutler with all his talent and see if that's a situation where he can finally win? And if you're Jay, I would think you'd want to go there.
Can I make a prediction? Now, you know much more about the game of football than I do, but here's my prediction. Once the NFL draft is over and a handful of teams don't get a quarterback, maybe a starter, maybe a backup that they hope they'd get, I bet somebody takes a chance on Jay Cutler, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. I have been hearing from other people in the league who really think he might not play this year, but his agent came out yesterday and released a statement saying that Jay still wants to play. And the timing of that being 2 days right before the draft cannot be coincidental.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that once the draft kind of gets shaken out, then we'll see that. And that's what happened with Brian Hoyer last year with the Bears. They didn't sign him until after the draft was over. So there is kind of another wave here of free agency once the draft gets settled up.
You also might see a team in the first few weeks of the season, maybe preseason, maybe regular season, and maybe their quarterback goes down, and then you take a look at Jay Cutler. But those are extreme examples, but I think that's what you'll see.
Yeah, which is why I was arguing for a while that the Bears shouldn't just outright release him, because you saw what happened last year when Teddy Bridgewater went down for the Vikings with that awful knee injury, and all of a sudden the Vikings, who thought they were a team capable of winning the Super Bowl, gave up a first-round pick for Sam Bradford.
Right.
And so
which started out good. It didn't end well, but it started out good.
Yeah, and that wasn't Bradford's fault. The point kind of there being, you never know what's going to happen. Some team's quarterback could go down, and maybe someone will become desperate enough to trade for Jay Cutler because they didn't owe him a dime until week one. So they could have waited until August to actually cut him. But
yeah. All right, on to happier thoughts. There are some happier thoughts. The Bears, yeah. I guess you have to throw into rebuilding mode at this point. If you're going to classify what they're doing right now, it's rebuilding. So where do you start? There's so many different things, so many holes they need to fill. Where do you start if you're the Bears?
So we just talked to Ryan Pace here at Hallis Hall, the most pointless press conference of the year, because you're talking to a GM the day before the most secretive event of the entire year. But there were a couple things in there. One being that Pace does have three names that they like very much, and they hold the third overall pick. So if they don't make a trade, which I do think is still on the table, trading back to acquire more picks, and I can give an example of that in a second, but sticking on those three names, I'm guessing here, but I think those names are Myles Garrett, from Texas A&M, who should go number one overall, and then Solomon Thomas, the defensive end from Stanford, and Jamal Adams, the safety from LSU. So those are the names I think to get yourself familiar with in the next 24 hours. Very good impact players, and I personally believe that, we've looked at this Bears defense for 10 years, and they've tried to play defense without a safety, which, Bill and Wendy, that's very hard to do, but they've tried to do it for 10 years now. So I would take Jamal Adams and try to fix that position. Options of trading back. Here's a scenario that I think could, and it's just hypothetical, but I think this is a scenario that could really help the Bears move forward and very quickly. If the Cleveland Browns, who have the number one overall pick and the number 12 pick, want to trade back up to draft Mitchell Trubisky, the North Carolina quarterback, which is something that they've, reportedly are interested in doing, they could trade with the Bears to get back up to number three. That would give the Bears potentially the number 12 pick, so they're still in the first round, and two extra second-round picks. So they would have four draft picks in the top 50. That top 50, you're getting very, very good players. Mm-hmm. You potentially get four of them. And last year, Philadelphia had to also include their next year's first-round pick to move up to number two. So you could also be talking about adding an extra first-rounder next year, and that's a Cleveland Browns first-rounder, which means it's probably going to be in the top five because the Cleveland Browns are terrible at football. So that's the kind of scenario that I think could play out tomorrow night that would really, really help the Bears get a lot of talent in a hurry.
In this upcoming season, do you think?
Well, yeah, because they begin, and I don't know how a trade would exactly work out, but there's kind of a chart you can go off of for trade value with draft picks, and I think that they would end up with two extra second-rounders. So you're talking about four picks, four players in the top 50 of this draft that's going to play out this weekend, jumping on your team immediately. So that fills four holes if assuming you're drafting correctly, and then potentially adding another first rounder next season. Because it's not like this is all going to get fixed this year. No one should think that. But if you do that, all of a sudden within 2 years, you can make significant steps forward.
Who's making the biggest decisions when it comes for the Bears anyway?
You should be, Bill.
Can it be me? Is there any way we can pull that off?
Sure, I think so.
All right.
They have a bunch of people announce these draft picks now. I think you should, at a minimum, be able to walk up to the stage and announce one of these
Make
picks.
One of my picks?
Yeah.
All right.
Can't be any worse.
I pick Secret Squirrel.
All right, it could be worse.
I know that seems like a controversial pick, but that's my move. All right, so realistically, I mean, I know they haven't made their draft choices yet. What is the absolute best-case scenario for the Bears in this upcoming season? 500, absolute best-case scenario?
Football's crazy. I think that they were better than their 3-13 record from last season. The injuries really killed them. I think they were probably closer to a 6-10 team if they had stayed healthy. So to think that they could win two extra games this year seems realistic. You're hoping to get better quarterback play out of Mike Glennon, at least more consistent because all the injuries they had at that position. Hopefully you're getting Kevin White back. Hopefully Leonard Floyd, last year's first rounder, makes a step forward. And, these are the kinds of things they're banking on. And if they all happen. Plus, you're adding potentially a one of the three best players in this year's draft at number three. I definitely think you could be adding three or four wins to that total. So my guess would be anywhere between 7-9 and 9-7 is realistic for this upcoming season.
All right, that is actually pretty optimistic.
Go Bears,
Adam. Who's the guy? There's some quarterback that's available who they're calling the next Jay Cutler, which if I was a young college quarterback, I wouldn't want to be called the next Jay Cutler.
But yeah,
they're calling him this guy. So he's got the ability to throw 70-yard passes with some accuracy. The problem is the accuracy is not always there. So who's that guy?
Yeah, so that's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Tech quarterback. Yeah. And we actually talked to his agent, Lee Steinberg, on our show on Sunday on WGN. And side story, Lee Steinberg's the guy that the movie Jerry Maguire is
named after. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a fun conversation. So that's Mahomes' agent. And, yeah, I've heard those comparisons. It's really just because of the arm strength, and he's kind of a freewheeler out there and makes some bad decisions at times. I'll tell you, I think that he actually reminds me more of Brett Favre. If you guys remember how Brett Favre played, he was just sort of on the run every play, kind of going off the script and making incredible throws. That's who Patrick Mahomes reminds me of. If we're going to get a Jay Cutler comparison, I actually think that Sean Kizer, Notre Dame's quarterback, who's also considered a potential first-round pick, he reminds me more of Jay because he also has – it's more of a similar body type, strong arms. But if you start talking to people around Notre Dame, and there's something missing there. Like, if we look at Jay Cutler's career – get all the talent in the world. It's just something missing. Why do they not win more games?
Right.
And that's what I wonder with Kizer. You're at Notre Dame with all that talent. You have all the talent in the world in your arm. Why was Notre Dame so bad last season? You know, so that kind of, to me, that's more of a Jay Cutler comparison than Patrick Mahomes.
That's Adam Hoge. He is our Bears insider. Couldn't be more knowledgeable about the game of football. Adam, what are you doing during the draft? Are you broadcasting it live anywhere, or how is that being handled here?
Yeah, I will be on with Justin Kaufman tomorrow night, starting at 7 o'clock, and our plan is just to go as long as needed. You know, if the Bears trade back or they get more extra picks, we'll see. But I'll be on with Justin Thursday night, 7 o'clock. We'll have live coverage of the draft right here on 720 WGN.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Adam. Appreciate it.
Thank
good
you,
luck
Adam.
Tomorrow.
All right. Always good talking to you guys.
That's our friend Adam Hoge.
I didn't have much to say. I'm sorry, Adam. I'm just waiting and
That's
hoping.
All we can do is wait and hope. That's all we have. All right. We'll take a quick break, and then there's some more show coming next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.